So, what does the name Joseph mean? Anybody know? So at the beginning of our story, we heard that the man that they called Barnabas in the church was actually, his first name was Joseph. That's a very good question, Fran. Very good, that's what we're asking. Does anybody know? Joseph, do you know what your name means? Well, let me tell you. The name Joseph means God will increase. Is that a cool name? That's a pretty cool name. That's what it means. God will increase. Okay, so what does Barnabas mean? That's a little bit easy because it does actually say in the Bible what Barnabas means. Jesse, what does Barnabas mean? It means the son of encouragement, which is a phrase that means he was just a really good encourager. Now, God will increase was his first name. And then the name the church gave him was the son of encouragement. Do you think perhaps God put a link between those two names? God will increase what, Ryan? God will increase encouragement. I think probably Joseph, just in his natural personality, was just a positive person. He was a glasses half full kind of milk drinker. I reckon he was. I reckon he was naturally an encouraging, positive person. But when he met with God, and when the Holy Spirit filled him, God increased what was naturally present in his personality until it burst out of every seam of his body. I don't know if your body has seams. Every cell in your body, indeed. But there is that sense that he just became super powered. If Barnabas was a superhero with his pants on the outside of his trousers, he would have a big, huge E on the front of his costume. E for encouragement. Because he was super powered at encouraging. Do you know anybody who's like that? Do you know people who are really encouraging? Who do you know is really encouraging, Abby?
Christy.
Christy is super encouraging, isn't she? Come on! Christy is super encouraging. It oozes out of her seams. Anybody else? Sheila. Okay. How is Sheila encouraging? Praying, words of encouragement, support, friendship. Don't cry. Jim McConnell. He was here. He came in. No, he's not here. But Jim, yeah, Trooper Jim. That's how he signs off on his emails when he writes. Because quite often, you probably don't know this unless he does the same to you as well. He might do. But he sends these emails of just like encouragement. He speaks words that are really affirming and spurring us on. And he always signs off Trooper Jim. Because he says that, you know, we're all soldiers together in God's army. And most of his emails are about continuing to fight. But yes, Jim McConnell has a real gift of that. Anybody else? Okay, thank you. That's reassuring. Yes. I hope. I don't think it's kind of like oozing out of every seam, but yeah, maybe. Anybody else? Catherine? Kay Sheps, as she is affectionately known by Christy. Catherine Shepherd? And Tanya as well, yep. So, I mean, obviously, we're not kind of going around because we need to say everybody's name. But for me, one of the people who particularly demonstrates encouragement is Emma Diaz. So I don't know if you've ever had the kind of the blessing that it is when Emma Diaz just comes alongside you and says, oh, you know, you look nice today, or that was really great, or just kind of really affirming, encouraging words. Are you going to cry? That's okay. just, I was in a small group with Emma for a few years when I first arrived, and she just, I watched her do it to absolutely everybody. And it could be something as small or as little as, you look nice today, or you've had a haircut, noticing that somebody's had a haircut. Don't cover your ears! I did warn you I was going to do this. It could be something really small or really simple, or it could be something profound and deep, from a word of knowledge from God through prayer or from scripture. It could be anything. But she has a real ministry to that, and I've watched her do it to so many people. And I just want to really affirm and encourage you that that is definitely one of the gifts that God has given you. And yeah, Emma is to blame for many things that words of encouragement have prompted action. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And isn't it wonderful that actually we have the kind of church family where we listen to God, and where God speaks to us, where there are those words, it can have a massive impact on somebody's life. And so I want you to think just for a minute. We're going to move into a time of encouragement in just a minute. But I want you to think, before we do that, you have a natural personality. It's in your nature to have particular strengths. God wants to increase those parts of your character which are most like Him. God has a plan and a purpose for how He wants to use those things in you. And so with the anointing of the Holy Spirit, He will also increase those natural characteristics that you have so that they can be used to build up the church. So that they can be used to encourage one another. And it might be a natural ability to speak encouragement, but it might be something else. It might be something really practical. It might be something that's a particular characteristic of yours that you don't actually let other people see, but you know in your heart. But what is it that right now, as you listen to the Holy Spirit speaking to you, that He is saying, this part of your natural personality, it's the thing He most wants to increase in you and in our church family today. It's just going to take 30 seconds to give God time to speak. Now, sometimes it's really hard for us to see those things in ourselves, because it somehow feels a little bit like boasting or kind of selfishness. And sometimes, because God has put us in church to be a family together, other people can see in you what your natural strengths, characteristics, the good things God wants to increase in you might be. And so, we are all going to do a bit of encouraging. Have you got your encouraging hats on? Well, we'll find you an encouraging hat. Right, there are lots of ways that we can do this. And in a second, Chrissy is going to come and explain barnabusting to you. Are you ready? This is like the superpower. You don't think you have to wear your pants over the top of your trousers to do barnabusting. Chrissy, is that a requirement? Not a requirement. But it is superpowered encouragement. Okay, it is your choice, Sam. If you want to wear your pants over your trousers, that's absolutely fine. Nobody will judge you. Sometimes we speak it, and that's what Christy's going to talk about in a minute. And sometimes we do it in other ways, which I'll talk about again afterwards. But Christy, do you want to come and explain what barnabusting is? Do you need a victim to demonstrate?
I was going to have you as my victim, but I could actually... Jill, would you like to be my victim? Is that too much? If it gets too much, then signal. um, can I do two?
Of course you can.
Jackie Curtis, come on up. I've got some words for you. It's good. Okay. Right. Barnabasing is my favourite thing. Other than worship. She's already crying and I haven't said anything. It's cool. Okay. So, barnabasing. Very, very simple. You have a Barnabas E and a Barnabas D. And being a Barnabas D is very simple. There's one rule. In fact, there are two rules, and that is you have to look the other person in the eye, and not like in a creepy way, but just you're not allowed to stare at the floor, is the rule. And you're only allowed to say one thing, which is, thank you, I received that. The Barnabas D can only say one thing, which is, thank you, I received that. There's your warning. Okay, the Barnabas D, which is me in this scenario. it's my favourite thing. I'm so excited. I have no seams anymore. the Barnabas Stir also has to look the person in the eye, and they deliver some encouragement. And this can be as shallow or as deep as you like. So it could be, Liam, you have a very nice smile. And that is a Barnabas. Or you can get quite prophetic and start declaring who God made them to be and what he's saying over them. It's really up to you and the Holy Spirit at the time. So it goes like this. I'll do you next. This is a Barnabas and genuinely change your life. Jill, I think you have the gift of encouragement. And the way that you pray and you support everyone in the church, and even if they don't know it, you're praying for them, the way that you are so faithful in your service, but you do it from behind the scenes, I think is a really, really beautiful thing. And you have a humility and just a steadfastness that is really inspiring to me, and I know that it's meant so much to me and loads of people in the church.
Thank you. I receive that.
She receives it. So there's one. This might get a bit prophetic. Jackie, the Lord has put something inside you that is really beautiful, and this town needs it, and this world needs it, and you don't have to hide it. And I just feel like God wants to give you permission to be you, because who he's made you to be is flipping awesome, and it's going to change the atmosphere around you. There we go. I'll leave it at that for now. I'll catch you later.
Did you say thank you? I receive it.
She receives it. My favourite thing.
I think we get that it's your favourite thing, Christy.
I mean, other than worship, that's my favourite thing.
And Jesus. So sometimes encouragement comes as that spoken word to each other. And after the service today, we want to just make ourselves available. If you would like Christy or others, Kay Sheps, you could do that, couldn't you? And anybody else who's willing to can just make themselves available, maybe at the back of church, to speak over you. Sometimes speaking in that way can be a bit scary. It might not feel so comfortable for everybody. And so what we really wanted to do today was spend a bit of time writing words of encouragement. So again, the same kind of thing. We've got cards. You've all written your name on a card. We're going to bring them over, and we're going to, again, there's tables at the back. We'll do kind of the grown-up cards at the back and the children's cards at the front. And it might be that you just write one word, but that one word could be all that person needs to hear. And if you can, have a look through all the cards and write in as many cards as you can. Just simple words, or it might be a Bible verse that you think will encourage them. It might be something you want to say that you think God has gifted them with. It might be something you just want to say, your hair looks nice. Or, why is what? Why the Essex accent? I'm sorry, Emma. My prejudicial kind of thing must have subconsciously come out then. Paul. Indeed. So even if it doesn't make sense to you, please do just trust God with that and it will make sense to the other person. It could be one word, it could be a sentence, it could be, don't write an essay because that will prevent anybody else from writing on it. But, you know, let's spend about 5 minutes, 5 minutes writing on each other's cards, words of encouragement. There's lots of felt tips. We're going to bring the white tables into the middle for the children. We'll bring the blue tables together. Maybe the back row could just clear the chairs a little bit so you can bring the tables out into the middle. We'll all write on each other's things and then we'll come back together in worship at the end.